right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live for a final 5 minutes of transmission. Don't forget, up on InfoWars.com, we've got the articles of impeachment for the tyrant Obama, articles of impeachment for the tyrant Obama. We need to get those out to everybody. A few final phone calls here with Bob Chapman. Let's talk to Al in Delaware. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? It's good to talk to you again, my friend. Thanks for everything you're doing. You've taught me more than I ever wanted to know. A couple of questions here. You know, we talk about Obama and his religion, his birth certificate and everything like that. Do you think that they started to hide his information about 20 years ago when they found out that he was actually not an American citizen and they started to set him up? Because, look, once you've got a criminal, how many times does the government take criminals and turn them into partners?
No, that's exactly. Obama is totally blackmailable, and we know that's what's going on. Bob Chapman.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I do believe this has been in the works for a long time. It goes back to the commentary about his being trained and being brought along, and the comments by people who were in Soviet counterintelligence prior to the breakup of the country, speaking to that, and they were saying that the next president's going to be black. This is who it is. And so, yes, I think this goes back a long way. These people have lots of long-term planning. I mean, look at what the situation we're in today, deliberately created. Where did it start? Bretton Woods. What do you think Soros is at Bretton Woods? It's going to be a recapture of previous events. These people are really into this stuff, and also to throw it in your face as well.
Good points. Anything else, Al?
Well, you know, I've always said since the beginning that Obama is a patsy of radical Islam. He hates America. He hates Britain. This is understood. The other question I had was about the gold and silver issues. Is it true that these mines, that there are no more silver mines on the frickin' planet?
Well, they're running out. Supplies are low. It's harder to get it, and it gets more expensive. Bob?
I think that's a capitulation. The coming year, this year and next year, production will probably increase because of money that was invested previously. But in both gold and silver, in another metals as well, the low-lying fruit, so to speak, has been picked over pretty well. It's not going to be easy to find new pure silver mines. And even today, and for some years, 70% of silver production has come as a byproduct of lead, zinc, and sometimes copper.
Yeah, and silver's in so many electronics. That's another big issue. It truly is an industrial metal. One last caller. Sorry to the others. You can get back with us Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Sean in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. You be our tail gunner.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. You know, I appreciated hearing all the stuff about constitutional rights and things of that nature. I've actually been involved with family court, CPS, and family law for about 11 years. And a lot of what you're talking about, they're ignoring the Constitution, they're ignoring rights. I see that all the time in family court, and it just seems that they really don't even care what you think or what evidence you have. They just basically say, well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, family courts aren't constitutional courts. They were set up in the 1910 or so, a little earlier than that in England, as eugenics courts, forced sterilization courts. They're not real courts, and they need to be abolished. Bob Chapman, final comments on that.
I agree with you. But it's just like everything else, as the gentleman's saying, they don't care what we think. We got to take and change things by shoving it right down their throat. It's the only way. We got to keep after them and keep after them until this thing comes unglued. And getting rid of the president would be a big step in that direction.
Now let's impeach him. It's up there on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The crafted article of impeachment over his treason with the UN taking us to war as a tyrant. Bob, God bless you. We'll see you back live next week. We got that constitutional lawyer coming up in retransmission on the impeachment.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the surveys were made in Texas as to whether it should leave the Union and become an independent nation? It was taken after Governor Rick Perry said Texas might have to leave the United States because of Obama's illegal socialization of America. Republicans, Democrats, and Independents answered the questionnaire, as well as private citizens. 6.1 million said Texas would be better off by leaving the United States. We'd like to help you understand these world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to NewsWatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 8th day of April, 2011. We have constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine joining us. He's the lawyer who comes highly recommended by Congressman Ron Paul, and he is circulating the impeachment articles on Capitol Hill. We're going to go over some of the constitutional evidence to impeach Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Also, we're seeing Donald Trump now in many polls in New Hampshire and other key states with the Republican primary coming up here in the medium future. They start these campaigns earlier and earlier now, being number two. Ron Paul, in many polls, is number two or number one. But Donald Trump, I think, is doing all this for a publicity stunt for his show, The Apprentice. And he says he'll announce one way or the other right after the finale of the season. And I personally don't think that Donald Trump is going to run. I think this is a publicity stunt. And Ron Paul, obviously, is a million times better than Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is not stupid. And he knows which way the wind's blowing. And you notice his numbers have spiked since he started talking about Obama not showing his birth certificate. I don't know if Obama was born in Hawaii or Kenya. They certainly are trying to cover something up in Kenya and arresting people, detaining people like Dr. Jerome Corsi when he goes there to investigate. But I do know he gave up his citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen and change his name to Barry Sotero. And I do know that no other president has sealed their records like Obama has. Hillary tried to keep her records sealed when they finally came out 2 years ago. It had her thesis for a PhD calling for Marxism. And Marxism's a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. These are very violent, dangerous people. Obviously, she's not the garden variety Marxist, the useful idiot. She's the type that understands that the big banking cartels financed Marxism as a way to rob the middle class, transfer the wealth to government that then transfers it offshore to the globalist. Speaking of violence, one of the main socialist leaders in the U.S., and I'm going to get to this later in the third hour with Bob Chapman, has put out a video talking about how great violence is against the government. And you notice MSNBC and others tried to blame myself, Ron Paul and others, for the Gifford shooting, for a man dressed up in a G-string, shaving all the hair off his body, running around with a gun, who was taking hallucinogens every day, and who'd been a big Democrat previously, but we got the blame for that. There's just constant violence out of what you'd call liberals. But these people are not liberals. They are basically just a cannon fodder for the banksters. And they're too stupid to understand that. It's like a few months ago when they had Democratic Party operatives publicly financed by Soros and others go in and protest and take over a Bank of America via a union that has total support for Obama that was also involved. And they demanded not that the bankers take a haircut, not that we write off the 1,000-plus trillion in derivatives, not that we get Glass-Steagall back, not that we restore the republic, not that we get rid of fractional reserve banking, but that we raise taxes. I've seen the numbers, even the Washington Post reported on these. If you took all the money of the wealthy in the United States who aren't offshore, it's only about $1,100,000,000,000. And that wouldn't pay off, again, a fraction of the 1,000-plus trillion. The Washington Post says it's 640-something trillion. Webster Tarpley says it's 1.5 quadrillion. That was a year ago. Other big economists say over 1,000 trillion. Whatever. 640-something, 1.5 quadrillion, whether it's 1,500 trillion or 600-and-something trillion, it doesn't matter. And that's the big issue here. And what I want to get into now before I get into the government shutdown and a really creepy article here in the news today, IRS awards $4.5 million to a whistleblower who reported to the IRS that their employer was not paying income taxes or was cheating them. Ladies and gentlemen, the IRS has announced and is now beginning to hand out cash awards for employees spying on their employers. And this is a pure Stasi society. Now, when Wachovia and Wells Fargo get caught in a two-year period laundering $370+ billion in drug money out of Mexico, and Wachovia, the subsidiary of Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo said they admit they weren't doing proper oversight and they're sorry. And they didn't get any trouble, and neither did Wachovia. They just had to pay $100 million. It was $100 million and change. I think it was $101 million. You can pull up those articles. London Guardian, Bloomberg, AP of all. First Bloomberg 3 months ago. Now, last week, it's been in a few other newspapers. But the issue here is that 370 plus, what was it, $376 billion, laundered a $100 million fine. That's a pretty good deal. You make hundreds of billions and then you pay a tiny fraction of it. What is $101 million out of $376 billion? Do we have a calculator? Can one of you divide that out and see what that comes to? $101 million. What percentage of $376 billion is that? That'd be like if I robbed a bank and I was running out with a wheelbarrow with $1 million in it, and the cops walked over and said, listen, you could pay me a $1,000 fine right now on that million you're stealing, and we're going to let you go. Well, then I would rob banks every day if I was immoral, because I'd go in, I'd steal the million at gunpoint. Hypothetically, I'd come out with the wheelbarrow of $1 million, be loading it in wheelbarrows in the back of a van. The cops pull up and they walk over and they say, Mr. Jones, you've been really bad. I want that $1,000. That's about the equivalent of a $101 million. It's 0.03%. So it's 0.03%. They paid a fine of 0.03%? 0.03%. Let's see if my dead reckoning was right. What's a thousand out of a million? Let's see if that's similar to that. You know, my analogy is you rob a bank for $1 million. You come out, you're loading the back of the van. The cops pull up. We need to have you pay a $1,000 fine for this. 0.1%. So my dead reckoning was a little off, but same thing. So I rob $1 million and the police pull up and they say, Mr. Jones, we need $3,000. You need to pay a $3,000 fine for the million you just stole. The question is, would I start robbing more banks? Absolutely. Now, the only reason they got away with this is an average bank robber does not finance the politicians and the regulatory boards that then control the police. But J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, all Federal Reserve shareholders in the private Federal Reserve, they are above the law. And when they get caught in an embarrassing situation, because whistleblowers do come out and the information goes public, then they have to give them a slap on the wrist. I don't know. Is a $101 million fine out of $376 billion, is that even a slap on the wrist? I don't even think it constitutes that. And, you know, I got off into this discussion basically drawing a parallel. IRS awards $4.5 million to whistleblower, and then I just pointed out that it was whistleblowers that exposed what these banks were doing, so they got a slap on the wrist. So which way is it? Well, you know, the issue here is the government, these whistleblowers for years, it came out, warned the British and U.S. government about this money laundering. They tried to stop it. They got in trouble for it. With Bernie Madoff, for 11 years, multiple whistleblowers delivered dossiers with every bit of fraud chronicled in it, but he was the founder of the NASDAQ and a big insider, so they covered up for him. See, that's the difference is when the big boys are engaged in total fraud and corruption, they don't even get a slap on the wrist. They get, you know, maybe a thump on the wrist, if even that. And then when the IRS is going after the general public, they advertise on radio, on TV. I've seen the TV ads. I've heard the radio ads. I've seen them in print about employees. Spy on your bosses. Find them cheating on their taxes. Well, how many times have informants lied and sent cops to the wrong house just to get money? How many times have they put convicted felons on stand in federal and state cases, and it turns out they're professional witnesses that just go around the country lying? That's why the feds have a 96 to 98, depending on which year you look at, conviction rate, because you don't get a fair trial in almost every case. So that's the issue. They're advertising this, and then with the complexity of the tax code, even Money Magazine years ago, Forbes has done the same thing. They've gone out and hired 10 or 20 or 30 in different tests they've done. You've seen it in the news. Different CPAs. And the CPAs all come back with wildly different amounts you're supposed to pay. And so now it turns your employees into these spies looking for anything you've done that's even a mistake. So they can then go get their big IRS cash reward, $4.5 million to whistleblower, an in-house accountant who raised a red flag about tax lapse that his employer then ignored, leading him to tip off the IRS, has received $4.5 million in the first IRS whistleblower award. That accountant's tip netted IRS $20 million. So you hire an accountant, and then they spy on you, and then they get money, and the IRS is all over it. I mean, this will lead accountants to even set up their employers. Oh, you know that's going to happen, where they don't properly pay it and then burn them. Of course, properly pay it is an illegal, unlawful tax. We didn't get until 1913. It wasn't popularized until the early 1950s. Most Americans didn't pay it until then. And it all goes to the private Federal Reserve. They've got new taxes for you as well.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For joining us today. We do have the constitutional lawyer who's respected by Congress joining us coming up in the next hour, Mr. Fine. He is circulating articles of impeachment and recommended investigational avenues for the Congress to move with impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama, real name Barry Sotero. So that is coming up. in the next hour, middle of the next hour, he'll be joining us. I'm going to go over some more news, and then I'm going to open the phones up until he joins us on any news item or issue you wish to discuss. But what do you think about IRS awards $4.5 million to an accountant, an in-house accountant of a company that ratted out their employer for, quote, having tax problems? And so we're going to be going over that coming up more. But, again, the issue here is when you've got the ATF ordered to help ship guns into Mexico for 2 years under Obama so they could trace them back here and then call to restrict our Second Amendment, that's a false flag terror attack. They're endangering people. These guns are being used to murder people, including a Border Patrol agent that was killed with one of these guns. And then they grandstand and say, we've got to take your Second Amendment. We've got to restrict it because of what's happening in Mexico. Nobody gets in trouble. When big banks steal trillions of dollars and sell their customers derivatives that they know are worthless, and they pay insurance companies to certify them who know they're worthless, they don't get in trouble. They get giant, quote, bailouts, which they then hoard for themselves, and the bankers then rotate into government positions of regulatory power, and then in the next administration rotate back out into the private sector in a revolving door. And it is the Federal Reserve in 1913 that got rid of U.S. senators being elected by the legislatures that we elect, so they were creatures of the state, really wounding the 10th Amendment and 9th Amendment. It was the same year we got the income tax that we got the Federal Reserve. All three of those things, get rid of the state power, get the private central bank, and get its graduated income tax, which is in the Communist Manifesto, financed by the Bank of England through Marx and Engels. And if you do the research, that's on record. See, graduated income taxes are to shut down the middle class and competition. You've got these big trees in the forest that are the big mega banks. They don't want new trees growing up to challenge them. So basically, communism and an income tax is a shredder they drag behind a tractor, a big giant lawnmower. You ever driven a shredder? You can just run over even medium-sized trees with them with a tractor. Just they'll say, we hadn't shredded that field in 6 years, Alex. Get out there. When I was like 11, they put me on the tractor and sent me out there. Pretty crazy. At grandma's house, and I'd go out there and just run over sapling trees. Some of them might have been, you know, 10 feet tall with that shredder and run over them or back into them and just knock those trees down with that big old shredder on the back. And that's what this is. It's a big old shredder, and they got it in power in 1913, but promised it'd only be 1% tax on the top 2%. And, of course, they wrote loopholes where the mega-rich were exempt, just like GE and Google pay 0 to 2.4% tax. They don't pay tax, but if you're making $100,000 a year, they say you pay 35%. You really pay about 40% when it's all done. They've gotten rid of the write-offs, most of them, so you're really paying about 44%, as my accountant explains it to me. And the IRS a few years ago, what, 3 years ago, changed their regulations where they now say that CPAs, if they don't like how the taxes are done or they change the rules retroactively, they, the CPAs, are now liable and have to pay fines themselves. So now CPAs, and if you don't hire reputable CPAs, you get audited immediately. So if you don't hire a big CPA firm, they come after you. When you do hire the CPA firms, because I've gone around to a few of them, they basically just say, well, here's your money. You could use this to hire people and expand your operation, but sorry, we're just going to give most of it to the government. And I'm like, but look at all these write-offs. Well, you just go somewhere else if you want those. But I'm doing the math here. This is way more than 35%. Yeah, that's the way it is. I know, it's horrible. This country's got the highest taxes in the world, Mr. Jones. Go try somebody else. So I go get another CPA at a big firm. Another one. Same thing. It's just basically now just all your money is given to the government, to the Federal Reserve, excuse me. Like I keep remembering it's not public. It's private. Even, I've known that forever, but I have to get my mind around that. Like when it came out in the news a few weeks ago that hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer money were paid to media for propaganda, I kept saying the government. No, it was the Federal Reserve did that. So the media headlines were government and Obama paying off media, but when you read, it's the Federal Reserve.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, let me hurry through the news, and then I'm going to start going to your phone calls. Joe, Don, Lucretia, Fred, Sean, and others. We don't screen your calls, but if you volunteer that you disagree, you go to the head of the line. So we don't just not screen your calls. If you volunteer you disagree, you go to the head of the line. But if you disagree in a completely nonsensical way, I'm not even going to debate things with you. You know, people that call in with completely false paradigms that you know are totally stupid, I'm not able to have debates with them, but you will go to the front of the line. Nevertheless, doesn't mean you're going to be treated well. A lot of times people who disagree, though, actually point something out or help me elaborate or qualify something, so that's why I always enjoy those. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So getting back to the IRS, IRS awards $4.5 million to whistleblower, an in-house accountant who raised a red flag about a tax lapse that his employer then ignored, leading him to tip off the IRS, has received $4.5 million IRS whistleblower award. The accountant's tip netted the IRS $20 million in taxes and interest from the errant financial services firm. The award represents 22% cut of the taxes recovered. The program, designed to encourage tips in large-scale cases, mandates awards of 15 to 30% of the account recoup. It ought to encourage a lot of people to squeal. Senator Charles Grassley told the Associated Press the Iowa Republican helped get the IRS whistleblower office authorized. And the IRS mailed the accountant's lawyer $3.24 million check with taxes out of it that arrived in suburban Philadelphia by first-class mail Thursday because the accountant can't be trusted to pay the Federal Reserve their cut back. The sum represents the award minus 28% tax hit, and it goes on. It's a win-win for both the government and taxpayers. These dollars that are there being returned to the Treasury that otherwise wouldn't be, said his lawyer. Now, what's happening here? What's happening? This ties into the government shutdown, and I want to get to something that's sophisticated, but at the same time very simple. But an idea that if we can get it across to Republicans and Democrats, people still caught in the control paradigm, can really unlock minds. You see, notice what the banker owned and run and financed, in many cases directly by the Federal Reserve, MSNBC, CNN, local newspapers, it's all come out. They're being secretly paid by the Federal Reserve, your tax money. Totally illegal. Congress ruled that in 2006 when Bush was doing it through subsidiaries that it was illegal. Headlines, fake news ruled illegal by CBO investigation. What's happening here? The globalists are masters at creating crises that enrich them and expand their power on the front end. And then when their actions wreck and damage society and destabilize society and make people poorer, they then pose as the saviors. Very simple. Problem, reaction, solution. Hegelian dialectic. Create a crisis, then have their media say, what are we going to do about it? What's the solution? They bring on their panel of experts on every channel for months to tell you this is the answer. Then the public says, well, then do something about it. Then sometimes they'll even have establishment people who finance it to begin with act like they're against it. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. Just like in 1913, it came out that many of the big papers owned by the private banks here in the U.S. had bank heads against the Federal Reserve Act saying, no, don't do it. We're against it, it turned out, of course. A year before, they had secretly met at Jekyll Island, Georgia, and they now brag about this and write books about it, and they had a meeting earlier this year for the 100th anniversary and they of the first group of meetings, and Greenspan got up there and bragged about how great it was and how good it was, and how they established their hegemony through the system. And so I said I'd make this simple, but there's so many points that go into it. To recap my beginning, they create the crisis, then they offer the solution, and many times then they even come out and attack the solution, the solution they've created that gives them more power, knowing that people are sophisticated but not sophisticated enough to realize that they're actually the authors of the very program that they're now saying they're against, because they know you at least are aware enough to understand that they're the bad guys. Okay? So it is a multifaceted deception, a con. A good cop, bad cop system squared. A tissue of manipulation where they give you false choices within a system that's already been basically geared towards their aims of hegemonic consolidation of power. So that said, what's happening with this government shutdown? Same thing that happened back in the mid-90s. The Republicans love their upwards of $2 trillion a year on and off budget for military welfare, military-industrial complex. Eisenhower warned you about it, but if you say we're spending too much, we're in trouble, they call you a communist and decry you, and I guess they'd call Eisenhower that then, President Eisenhower, Dwight D. Eisenhower. So the Republicans love that welfare. The Republicans have been trained, and the Republican minions have been trained, that corporations can do no wrong, they're good, government's bad. They don't understand that the mega corporations are different than local corporations or businesses and are using government and regulations to shut down their competition and getting the lion's share of corporate welfare, not just the upwards, it's like $1.9 trillion a year. With this new Libyan war, they're talking about it at the end of it being a cool $2 trillion, along with some other new military operations and expansions. And you've got the other corporate welfare operations where they write the loopholes, where they can move offshore but still be based here, and Google can pay 2.4% tax. General Electric pays zero tax. If you look at most of the big Fortune 100, on average, they're paying very little tax. Sure, their employees are paying tax. Some of their CEOs are paying tax. But overall, most of it's been moved to the Cayman Islands, to Switzerland. And for every dollar they're paying, there's hundreds of dollars being hidden. And that's not debated. And then they'll say, oh, we've got to do something about that. We've got to have global regulation to stop the tax havens, the tax shelters. And then they go and raid $1 million tax shelters and $10 million and $20 million tax shelters in Switzerland, not the billion and $50 billion and $125 billion secret bank accounts. They just put on a show, kind of like the $376 billion laundered by Wachovia and Wells Fargo in two-year period out of Mexico, actually running the aircraft, running the operations. They get $101 million slap on the wrist, 0.3%, which I liken to, I come out of a bank, I've robbed $1 million, I'm loading in the back of a van, the cops pull up, and they say, Mr. Jones, we want 0.3%, that'll be $3,000. That's how this works. And I said I would, again, go through the sophisticated model of their disinfo, but I'm just setting the table here before I go to your calls to getting to the crux of the matter. Just as the banksters engineered the Federal Reserve Act takeover and the income tax, just as the banksters engineered the implosion of the economy, and when it didn't fall fast enough, they came and said, we're going to have a depression unless you give us unlimited trillions in October of 2008. And then they have a stimulus bill, which is just another bailout to themselves. And the word bailout is a lie. It's a pure cash transfer of interest-free money to themselves to then loan out to the public. Some credit cards are now at 69%. In fact, pull up that CNN headline. Some annual credit card interest, 69%. I want to put that on screen for folks. That's on average about double what loan sharking is considered. So all of that is happening. They also create subsidiaries that they then put the losses in and the profits go offshore, then they bankrupt those, or taxpayer money then comes in and bails it out. So it's just fraud on top of fraud on top of fraud. So here we are looking at the government shutdown where, oh my gosh, the Girl Scouts that want to go to the National Monument, they can't because it's closed. And you're now seeing that. They're starting to hype that. Or the poor military, they're not going to get their pay for a few months if this happens. And then they'll have to be retroactively paid. And their children will go without food. And they sell this entire idea of you need the government. It makes the grass grow. It makes the sun shine. We've got to do something. We've got to raise taxes. We've got to get some more revenue. We don't have money. When if we weren't in this fractional reserve system and if we hadn't been signed on globally, not just U.S. citizens, but every other major industrialized nation, to the $1,500 trillion and growing in fraudulent derivatives that the bankers used when they were issuing them and selling them to consolidate even more power and wealth, hundreds of times all the real wealth in the world. See, that's why they want population reduction. They just want us out of the way. They don't even need us anymore. That's the big secret. They see this planet as theirs. They got it through fraud. They protect their stolen wealth through the military and corrupt police, who themselves are compartmentalized and on average are good people, but are given a false psychological view of the world to follow a false template to carry out tyranny. An IRS agent taking some family's $100,000 home and kicking them out on the street where they got to move in with their in-laws feels good and righteous. Why, you got behind on your taxes. And they're like, well, I couldn't pay them. And, well, you got to pay this 20% interest for the last 3 years. So you owe us $400,000. And dad says, well, I only make $60,000 a year, my wife $20,000 a year. I can't physically pay this off. Gas costs too much. The economy's falling apart. I got kids in school. I got to buy insurance for them. They go, sorry, buddy boy. And they take your house. And if you don't pay your rent on your hovel to the king, your feudal rent of the property tax, they come with armed men if you don't leave, and they throw you out on the street. And the IRS agents or the sheriff's deputies doing this, they feel good. I've seen the countless videos online of them throwing families out, the kids crying. They feel good. And I was incorrect. I said 69%. My mind couldn't get around this number. I apologize. The credit card has 79.9, so it's 10 points, 10% higher than what my mind. People think I exaggerate. Generally, if I go from memory, my mind tends to water it down because I can't believe it myself. So I'm sorry. Put it back on screen. CNN credit cards now 79.9%. On average, people are paying around 30%. That's the credit card reform legislation Obama passed a year and a half ago to help you. Just like a top general yesterday said, yeah, they're getting ready to put ground troops into Libya because they would never put ground troops in. That means they are going to put ground troops in, and they're already ground troops and CIA advising. Oh, we're going to cut your credit card rate. It's going to go from 25 to 79. 0.9. How's that sound? See, it's just a completely Orwellian system. But here's the issue that I want to get across, and we're going to put that back on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're just going to leave that up there for a few minutes. I think it's so important for people to see that number, 79.9%. They're just getting started. You know, I said I would quantify a sophisticated attack by the globalist for the left and the right. If people want to get out of their rhetoric and their rah-rah football team type mindset of where it's fun to hate Democrats and it's fun to hate Republicans, and we've been trained from cradle to grave how to infight with each other and how to follow disinformation or limited paradigms of information. It's a national pastime to be a chump, to be an idiot, to be conned, to be a sucker, to be manipulated. But if you want to understand in a nutshell what's happening through the example of this shutdown, the banksters come in, they hold the country hostage, they get us into even more fraudulent debt to them out of the private fiat tsunami of fraudulent financial instruments that they've made. And then once they're done with that, they then say, we've got to set up a new system. We've got to raise new taxes. We've got to have boxes in your cars that'll track you by the mile. We've got to raise all these other fines and fees on you because America's bankrupt. And then they scapegoat the unions and the welfare moms, a lot of them that are entitled and do have attitude problems and are anti-gun, but they're just kept brainwashed people. And that's an overgeneralization. Many of the union people know what's going on. They don't like having to pay their dues into the socialistic Democratic Party. So I've set some of the background here, and there's just thousands of trees in this forest. To understand it, you've got to really research it and walk through it for yourself. But looking generally at the lay of the land itself, this morning I listened off and on for about 2 hours to Bloomberg Financial News. I don't normally listen that much to it. I'll pop in to check what they're doing. And I tuned in for a long period this morning because they are at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, with George Soros and several hundred top academics and central bankers trying to iron out, they say, a new economic order because, quote, capitalism isn't working. Well, yes, the system of robbery they've created, the system of derivatives they've created, the system of fraud they've created, the system where they're above the law and can engage in any type of crime they want, drug money laundering, selling fraudulent derivatives. Yes, that system is broken. Not for them. They're all making record profits 3 years in a row and consolidating and buying almost everything up. And the middle class is disappearing and becoming debt slaves. But that's what they're masters of. The very bankers that engineered this are now going to the government employees and the military and to the corporations that get government contracts, and they're saying, see how dependent on us you really are. See how much you need government. Look at how, it just makes my head ache, look at how without the government, everything shuts down. So this is just like Paulson holding Congress hostage, saying, you won't give us unlimited money in the banker takeover, known as the banker bailout. We'll go out on TV and say we're going to have a depression, and the market's going to fall by almost 1,000 points, and then we'll see how you vote. And they got themselves together, bowed down, and licked his boots. And so the bankers engineer the crisis, and then they go out and scapegoat the low-level welfare that was just to domesticate people and cause a fight between the American people who are on the government dole or getting a government paycheck with those of us that aren't, so that we're busy fighting with each other instead of going, wait a minute, it's the banksters that they're...
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Lucretia and others, I'm going to your calls soon. At least 30 minutes of the next hour will be nothing but calls. But getting back to Bretton Woods, too, with George Soros honchoing it up in New Hampshire, listening to this and listening to the buzzwords and the creepiness of all these economists and central bankers who they had coming through every 10-minute segment on there, I was just basically depressed by it. Their snake-like voices, their disinformation. But this is more towards a highbrow business audience. So they were admitting the global economy's in a depression. There's this total crisis. Things are disintegrating. There's the problems of derivatives. And their answer is a global regulatory body for global standardized control and taxation. And they're going to save us from the problems that they are the authors of on record. And they're not going to save us from the problems because the problems are the solutions for them. They just know that the public is feeling the pain, and they know even more pain's coming. And so they're just going to play the French people off against each other, the Irish, the American people, and every other country they're robbing with the exact same system. They're going to play us off against each other, cut the paychecks of the government workers and the corporate welfare that most businesses are dependent on now, and then get everybody fighting with each other over table scraps, over a few trillion, while they have got the thousand-plus trillion. And it's really that simple. But to hear them sitting up there talking about how lucky they are that we have them there trying to fix the problem was disgusting. And to know how ignorant most of these union spokespeople are, and to hear the mainline Republicans, how ignorant they are. It's all about, we got to fix America. We got to cut the budget by $100 billion or $200 billion or $300 billion or $400 billion or $500 billion. That isn't going to do it. Because when you talk about budgets of a trillion here, a trillion there, when you talk about deficits of a trillion, that's nothing compared to the overhang of the debt black hole of the thousand-plus trillion. And you're not hearing any discussion about that. It's all about the diversion of how do we fix America? Well, let's play the American people off against each other. And to have to hear the Republicans talk about the Democrats, and because they'll have Michael Moore come out and attack the central banks, but he'll attack it because there's some wealthy people making money. He doesn't attack the fractional reserve banking system. He doesn't attack the private Federal Reserve. No, the problem is there's not enough taxes. But then when you actually read what the Council on Foreign Relations is putting out, what the OECD is putting out, what the IMF and World Bank and UN are putting out, they're all calling for increased taxes on the wealthy because the mega rich are in a war against the wealthy and the middle class. That's historical, going back to even Greek times. And the ultra rich are the people who control the regulators and write all the loopholes, but they don't even need loopholes now. They just do whatever they want. You understand that? And so that's why this is only going to get worse and worse, because as it gets worse and worse for us, it gets better and better for them. So they're saying, let's get the rich people. And for somebody making $40,000 a year, $30,000 a year at some union job, and they see somebody making $500,000 a year, to them, that's Donald Trump. And they're like, yeah, take their money. The ultra rich own huge combines of corporations. Their debt is hidden. It's offshore. You don't even see that in the financial actuaries that are put out there. And so pressure from below and above. The globalists are sicking the American people who are having their standard of living cut, their dollar devalued, their government paychecks cut. They're going to sick them on each other in a big brawl. So we're busy fighting with each other while the globalists openly establish world government and have their financed mainstream news media put them up there on a pedestal and hail the new world government and debt servitude as the solution. That's what's going on at Bretton Woods, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.